Wakey, wakey, up and at 'em. It's Simo and Jordan starting off your week right here on Snow FM Breakfast.
Now, Simo, first thing Monday morning, I hate to bring an issue to your attention.
I know, right?
But we have to discuss it first thing.
What's up?
Why is there confetti in the studio?
We've been celebrating. I think Friday it was Rachel G from Admin's birthday.
Oh, I see.
And then things got a little crazy, and then we don't have a cleaner this month, so...
Yeah, so because I walked into the studio, there is confetti all over the floor. I was kind of thinking, Boss Neff better not blame us for this.
No, we'll have to wait for Oma's bin night. That doesn't happen until Thursday when she can help us clean up the studio.
I know, there is confetti absolutely everywhere. And I don't know, where's my pen gone as well? I'm losing everything this morning.
Well,
this doesn't bode well when you're about to do a three-hour show.
Just lose it right here on Snow FM Breakfast. Coming up today, we're dealing with What the Spork. That's actually happening this hour.
Yes.
So it involves a blindfold, a spork, and a bit of guessing done by you.
Not overly thrilled about the concept, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, well, you know, it will be thrilling for you, that's for sure. Camila Cabello.
It's not necessarily a good thing.
We got something a little sensual for you. Hip happening, it's Liar. Snow FM, for your Monday morning. Good morning. I don't care. No brainer on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan with you for your Monday morning. Just hit 20 past six. How you feeling over there, Jordan?
Oh, look, not overly thrilled. Not going to lie. Do you want to explain what's going on, Simo?
You've got a blindfold on bright and early this morning.
I am blindfold. Where's my... Is that my microphone?
There you go.
That's my microphone.
Good.
Good. Yeah, no, I am blindfolded. If anyone just drives past the studio... They might be a bit confused because there's me talking into a microphone, completely blindfolded with headphones on. But Simo, you have blindfolded me for this segment, What the Spork? It's called You've Prepared a Food That You Don't Want Me to See.
Yes.
I get three guesses. Is that right? I get three guesses what it is.
Yep.
And if I get it right, you have to eat it.
And if someone wants to call through and play, they can win as well this morning.
Question. Do I get to smell the food?
Yes.
Okay, good.
So this morning...
Actually, I've spotted an issue.
What?
I've got a cold. I've got a blocked nose.
645-72-977 to play. This is What the Spork. All right. I've got to hand over the food. It's on this giant spork that I've made.
Sugar.
All right, here we go.
Where's the lamb sauce?
This would be so much easier.
Hold out your hand.
Trust. Whatever happened to trust?
All right, he's got the spork.
I like that you made a giant novelty. It's what is it? It's like a wooden spoon with some skewers at the end. It's a giant novelty spork. And now you've blindfolded me, so I can't see it.
Correct.
All right, so it's on the prongs of the fork.
That's right. So the best part about the blindfold is it's also going to protect your eyes.
It's not something you want to hear. Can I touch the food with my
hands? Yeah, of course. Yeah, go for it. Yeah, yeah.
Is it? Oh, I can feel.
Are you intrigued?
Hang on, I'm removing it from.
There you go.
The spork.
It's been removed from the spork.
Is this food? It feels like plastic. Is it? All right. So this is. It's some kind of. It genuinely just feels like plastic. It's probably about, 5 centimetres or so by 2. It feels like a bit of a rectangle.
There you go. You'd be familiar with it.
Am I allowed to smell it?
Yeah, of course you can. It's funny that you mentioned that it feels like plastic because that's been one of the gripes that that Australia has had with this particular product.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
What is it?
I think I know what it is. I kind of just felt kind of, you know, when you get a big block of chocolate?
Yeah.
And it's all broken into smaller rectangles. I think I just felt kind of, that's sort of the join there. And then that's sort of where you've tried to break it, but you fell miserably.
Yep.
Why is there a hole underneath one of them?
Because how was
that
I going
to... That doesn't make sense.
How was I going to get it on the spork?
Oh, I see. Okay, that makes sense. Can I break... I can break it into... Is it just chocolate? Is it the caramel?
Yes! Ding, ding! Got it in one. Well done, Jordan.
Do I have to eat it now?
Now. Yeah, have a taste. Just see if you... Because last week on the show, we were like, you mentioned that you've never had it before.
Usually we have.
Are you familiar with that?
No.
No?
That's nice, though. I like this segment. Can we do this every day? Just you feed me chocolate.
It's a good thing now. Zed and Kalani. So the caramel milk, you don't have an issue with it? Australia is a little bit addicted and some people hate it.
Look, I'm a fan.
I can take the blindfold off now.
No, I might just leave it here all morning. I book myself tables at all the...
ready for it. Simo and Jordan right here with you this morning. Happy Monday, Snow FM breakfast.
And Simo, talking fingernails, of course. You famously, a couple of months ago on the show, was revealed that you somehow forgot to cut one of your fingernails. Do you remember that day?
It was quite a tremendous show. Now, there's some sick people out there, Jordan, and we're a massive fan.
Yeah, of course.
So get around this one. Apparently, 365 days, there's this one guy who collected fingernail clippings. He filmed the process of them then being clipped and then turned into a piece of jewellery.
So he collected his fingernail clippings or just fingernail clippings in general?
No, his. So
all right, because I was going to say, like, it's already weird. If it was just other people, if it was just knocking on the door and just saying, hello, do you need to cut your fingernails? Can I just keep the clippings, please? That would be even weirder.
It's all for a very important reason. So once he collected a sufficient amount of clippings, the man started by putting them into a blender. However...
Well, is this true?
Yeah, it's true. However, this didn't give the desired consistency, so he then ground them into a very fine powder before mixing them with water in a pan.
This is disgusting.
The fourth step saw him compress the nail powder and water mixture and put into an oven for 90 minutes.
What?
Then what came out of the oven can only be described as like a bit of a clay kind of substance.
I hope he washed all of these kitchen utensils afterwards. Because he's used a blender, he's used a pot, and he's now using the oven. I hope he's washed them all, because like next time someone goes and gets their chicken out the oven, goes, this tastes a bit fingernail-y.
The man took the mixture and he put it into a diamond-shaped mold before inserting it into a silver ring, which he also made himself. So when it was all done, the finished product was a ring with a dull black stone, which looked nothing like a fingernail, but that's what it was made from.
So wait, was the ring made from fingernails, or was like the stone, which is normally where the nice diamond is?
Yeah, exactly.
So that was made from fingernails.
Yeah, so still the silver ring, still the silver band, and then he proposed with the said ring.
He proposed with this.
Yeah.
What did the other person say? No, you're an idiot. Go away.
Look, that's an engagement on a budget, is what that is.
I mean, no, that's not even an engagement on the budget. That's an engagement to some weirdo. Who does that?
This is Barzy on Snow FM Breakfast on the way to 7. When I hop up in. Money on the Mind, Liam Payne on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you.
And Simo did a bit of cooking over the weekend. It did not end well.
Okay, right.
It's so safe to say.
Shall we set the scene? You've got a little chef's hat on, you've got your knives, you're sharpening them.
No.
Okay.
So if you want to set the scene realistically, I was slightly hungover and using a product that I bought online. An electric grater.
Jordan, when you're hungover, we've talked about this on Snow FM Breakfast before.
Don't use electricity and fast-moving sharp objects.
Frozen pizza in the oven. That is all we do. Keep it simple.
That's what I should have done.
Yeah, what did you do?
So the electric grater, the best way I can describe it is it's like a juicer. You kind of feed stuff in from the top. It's got a chute. You kind of put the item that you want to be grated in.
Oh, dear.
And then it's got a little plastic thing that pushes it down to the blades, which spin around.
Yep.
And then out pops the grated food stuff.
Sounds great in principle.
Yeah, it really does. That's why I bought it. It's rubbish.
How did you go?
Do not buy one.
All right.
So what I wanted to make, I've kind of made them before. They're like hash browns, but with broccoli and cauliflower, so it's a little bit healthier.
Okay.
And they're really nice and they're good to make. It's just grating broccoli and cauliflower is just a massive pain. So that's why I got the electric grater for.
Okay.
So I got the, went and bought myself some broccoli and cauliflower. You have to chop it up into small bits as well, so you already have to do some manual cutting.
MasterChef, if you're looking for a fourth judge...
Do not come to me.
That guy.
So I started feeding the broccoli and the cauliflower down the chute, and it just would not grate.
Okay.
It just would not work, and I'm holding down the button, and it just would not grate. That's when I smelt the unmistakable smell of the motor in the electric grater.
Oh, dear.
Starting to burn it. I mean, I've been using it for 30 seconds, and already I've broken it.
Yep.
So, yeah, anyway, opened the window, ignored that, moved on with life, just kept trying to push the broccoli through. It just wasn't working. So I thought, all right, I'll cook the broccoli, and then they'll make it softer and hopefully easier to grate. So I went, cooked the cauliflower as well. There's a tongue twister. Eventually it grated, kind of put it on the oven tray into nice hash brown-shaped patties.
Okay.
Popped it in the oven. Safe to say... Grated cauliflower and grated broccoli everywhere.
Mm.
It took me about half an hour to clean up. I had to get the vacuum and everything to clean up.
Yeah.
My housemate was fuming. So I cleaned it up. Anyway, so it's taking about half an hour to clean up. I know they take about 40, 45 minutes or so in the oven. So I'm like, all right, sweet. Got about 10, 15 minutes now.
Mm.
Go and to the old PlayStation.
Okay.
Have a game of FIFA, the soccer game.
Passing the time.
Now I'm thinking, so if I play a game of soccer, 6 minute halves. So I've got two halves in a game, obviously, 12 minutes. So I've got time for one game.
Okay.
So I go, I play the game, get angry because I should have won and I didn't. I think, let's play another one.
Okay, fool.
And so the cycle continued.
Yep.
Until about an hour and a half later.
Rookie move.
When I realised, I'm like, crap, I was cooking them. Pause the game, ran to the kitchen.
Smoke.
Open, no smoke, so I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's okay.
No.
Open the oven.
Yeah.
Smoke.
Okay, right, yeah, no, that's not a good time.
I had to open a window to get rid of it. I took the tray out of the oven,
mm.
and I just had to go and put it outside, just on the concrete outside, because they were just smoking. They were just smoking like crazy. I left about there for like 5 minutes, and they were still going.
You've only just moved into that house, right?
Oh, about a month ago, a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah, safe to say, not going to cook them again.
Lose Control, Medusa, and Good Boys, new music on Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan talking horses.
Not a topic that I feel gets discussed enough, so let's readdress that balance.
We'll horse around a bit. The issue with this particular one is the horse is apparently quite a good actor, Jordan.
Oh, like it's the horse equivalent of Tom Cruise.
It's a thespian horse. Every time someone tries...
Are there like horse versions of like Shakespeare happening? Like a play? Oh, sorry, I know I was meant to take you around the hut, like go around the farm and all that, but I've got tickets to the matinee of Wicked.
Every time someone tries to ride this particular horse, his name is Jim.
It's a very theatrical name.
Jim the theatrical horse. Every time someone tries to ride him, he appears to give up the ghost and he just drops to the floor pretending to be dead.
Sorry, I just had a thought.
You right over there?
We've got a new boss starting in about a month or so. His name's Jim.
Right.
On his first day, we should just try and get him to give us piggybacks like around the office. Did you see what he does?
We'll see how we go with that.
Welcome to the office, Jim.
There's a horse, basically, it's newfound ways to be lazy. So have you ever employed that tactic?
What, if just every time someone's jumped on top of you, just pretended to be dead?
Every time someone asks you to do something.
I've pretended to be asleep, you know, back in the day when you said, I don't want to go to school, I just pretend to be asleep.
Mm.
So wait, how does this horse play dead? Does it just roll over and close its eyes?
Yeah, rolls over. How would you play dead? Rolls over and plays
dead? Well, I don't know how horses play dead.
They
sleep standing up, Simo.
Do they?
Yeah.
All right.
I think.
That's utterly frightening.
Is that true? Google that. I can't be bothered.
But yeah, so, I mean... Lazy, that's newfound ways to be lazy, really. Fall asleep, pretend to be asleep whenever you get asked to do something.
I mean, I wish I could do that.
And get away with it?
Yeah.
Jordan, wake up.
Hang on, I'm asking Siri. Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri, do horses sleep standing up? I can't be bothered reading all that. We still don't know the answer to that question, Simo.
This is Sia. It's Flames. You're on Snow FM. Maroon 5. Some nostalgia. Strong with it this morning. Memories bring back your... Bringing back the memories. Remember Pizza Hut, Jordan?
I do. That was a very strong memory.
I think they've just about all disappeared off the face of the earth in Australia.
Have they? That's sad.
I think there's only a couple left. But the future is now. And Snow FM Breakfast, we're at the forefront of discovering it. All right.
Provided it's to do with pizza.
Apparently. Well, they're planning to wheel out this new packaging of pizza. Right?
So pizza boxes. So that's what we traditionally do. So it's not a pizza box.
No.
So is it a pizza bag? Is it like a pizza drone?
It's new. It's pre-molded fiber, right? The box is pre-molded fiber, and it's designed to be a sustainable alternative to cardboard. But there's another very important difference between now and the future.
I was going to say fiber. Isn't that stuff that you eat and it's meant to be healthy for you? It's in bread? Is that what they're making? Because that's what the base is made out of.
Okay.
A high fiber base.
Right. So you're thinking F-I-B-R-E fiber?
Yeah.
This is F-I-B-R-E. F-I-B-E-R, fiber.
Oh, I'm so okay. Sorry.
Get your fibers
oh,
right.
Oh, God. Oh, didn't you hate when you get your fibers confused? God, thank God you told me I was about to eat a pizza box.
So the do you want to know what the real difference is between these?
Not really. Just the E and the A. That's sort of enough for me.
All right. So there's going to be ridges and grooves on the box.
So if it gets wet, it'll drain quickly. Don't put your pizza outside if it's raining.
It's going to maintain heat and creates airflow and separation from the oils and moisture. It's going to keep the crust crispy when it gets delivered.
Whoever did, whichever scientist came up with this. Genius.
Took them 2 years, by the way.
2 years.
Yeah.
It's a pizza box.
And I think it's in the thousands of dollars to come up with the new...
Thousands of dollars to come up with a new pizza box.
Yep.
Is pizza box technology really that bad?
All right.
I mean, seriously, pizza box technology peaked at that little plastic thing in the middle that kind of keeps the cheese off the box.
This is the clincher, Jordan, the really big difference.
Oh, really? I thought there was the fact it was made out of fiberglass was the kind of difference.
Between the square pizza box and this new compostable... fiber pre-molded box is these new ones are circular.
The future is here!
Kicking off your working week with Snow FM at breakfast. You got to get paid. That's why you're headed there. 9 o'clock. The workday will kick off in around 22 minutes.
And Simo, big music news. Can't tell you how excited I am about this. One of my favourite bands from the kind of late 90s, early 2000s has reportedly announced that they're coming back for a 20th anniversary tour. I'm a big fan of this band.
So you know, needed as well.
Not so.
No, I cannot stand these guys.
He had 7 members in this band. Which
too many.
Is, admittedly, yes, too many. But does, of course, work with the name of the band. We are, of course, talking about S Club 7, famous for these songs.
That's Don't Stop Moving. S Club Party. I don't know this one from a bar of soap, if I'm honest.
S-Club party. All right, after the show, I've got a PowerPoint. We're going to go through S-Club 7 history.
Yikes.
Got it all sorted, Simo.
There's always a Nathan. Was there a Nathan in the group?
I don't know their names. There's 7 of them.
That one I'm familiar with.
Which is weird, because this is the one I'm not familiar with.
Bring it all back to you.
Soon to become S-Club 8 with Simo taking part. I'm disappointed we don't have Reach for the Stars in the system. We were looking for it before.
Mate.
Reach for the stars, nah. Climb every mountain high. You know that one?
No, I can't say I do.
I'm shocked that we don't have that one in the system. I'm going to have a stern word to management after the show.
Was that Sound of Music?
Did I just sing Sound of Music?
Maybe. I feel like...
Okay, I may be getting my songs confused. No, but anyway, Simo, what I'm not confused about is S Club 7. They are rumoured to be all rejoining, coming back together and performing a bit of a tour to celebrate their 20th anniversary. Safe to say, since going their separate ways, all 7 of the band members haven't necessarily...
Have you got details of what they've been doing?
No, but they haven't necessarily had success, as in no one's heard of them.
Well, like boy bands and like super groups, I feel like they do a bit of damage. Like, say ABBA, there was the woman that went off onto an island and lived in a cave for a while.
Hang on, I didn't know about this.
Yeah, like One Direction, those boys have turned out okay.
Which one out of One Direction is living in a cave on an island?
I mean, probably Harry Styles in his own mind, maybe.
I was going to go Louis.
Louis? Tomlinson?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair call.
But yeah, no, Simo, S Club 7 are reuniting rumouredly to celebrate their 20th anniversary. I can't tell you how excited I am about this. What name did you say before? What was name was in it?
Oh, look, I just went for generic boy band name. Was there a Nathan in the group?
No.
For 10 points, can I have a Kyle?
For 10 points, you cannot. Simo, you've gone for majority boy names.
Yeah.
I'll give you a clue. S Club 7, there's 3 boys and 4 girls.
Okay, right.
Go for girl names. You've got more of a chance.
The percentage, yeah. Go. So, no. Who are they? Go for it.
No. Go one more guess. I guarantee you'll get it right.
Sam.
Yeah, no. Rachel, Joe, Hannah, Tina, Bradley, John and Paul. It's not a very boy band name, is it, Paul?
John and Paul?
Paul is like an IT guy who I expect to be slightly overweight. Not someone singing in a boy band. But no, apparently they're coming back, and I, for one, am very excited.
Have you got the cities that they're hitting in air?
Well, no, because it hasn't been announced yet. I mean, this is all
this is hot
rumors.
Off the press.
This is just, you know, people have spotted them getting together, and one of them said in an interview it's on the cards, and that some members of the band would be keen and all this sort of stuff, and now they've all been spotted together rehearsing and all this sort of stuff. So it's all rumors at this stage. Nothing's officially been announced.
Right.
But if they do announce tickets, I'm at the front of the queue.
As you should be, because no one else is lining up.
I'm simultaneously at the front and the back. I know I should.
Fresh music playing on Snow FM Breakfast. It's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars. It was Body Back by Griffin. We've got some Harry Styles new stuff from him to come as well in the next 10. But the Snowies are quite a serene place, wouldn't you say, Jordan?
Yeah, that's one of the words that would immediately spring to mind when describing the Snowies.
You can take a deep breath and really center yourself. I went for a drive over the weekend, passing places like Bredbow and, you know, through Berridale, Cooma, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And just beautiful. Can really kind of take a bit of a deep breath. And
have you got like a part-time job for the Snowy Mountains, like tourism board?
No, I wanted to talk about how calming it is throughout the Snowies, right? And I'm thinking maybe...
And what, are there discounts if you visit at this time of year, Mr. Tourism Board Worker?
No, I wanted to discuss that maybe it's time to add a bit of, you know, action, a bit of noise, you know, into the...
A bit of aggression.
Yeah, maybe into Jindabyne because...
I mean, it wasn't immediately what sprung to mind for me, but... Go on.
Have you ever heard of rage yoga?
I've heard of those two words separately.
Yeah.
I've heard of the word rage and the word yoga. Never heard them two combined.
Right, okay.
Because I thought yoga was a very calming thing, you know, you kind of take deep breaths and relax. So
exactly.
What's rage? Did you do it angrily?
Yeah, so get around this. Rage yoga, it's a trend that's really starting to kind of take charge and become quite... Well, it's getting quite popular.
I'm not sure if it is.
It's a great thing to just scream it out. Get rid of all that f***ing tension in your head, your neck, your jaw, everything. Let it f***ing go. My name is Ashley Duzich, and we're at Brash Brewery, and we're going to do rage yoga.
Okay, so like rage yoga, I'm telling you, it's sweeping like it's...
All right, so you just showed me the video there. So they're doing sort of normal yoga poses.
Correct.
Just... Swearing.
There's some cursing going on, shaking of fists, rude gestures. My favourite thing as well is that the person that's conducting the session...
Oh, she looks crazy.
She's got a... What is that? What do you reckon there?
I don't know. I can't see from over here. Is that a wine glass?
Yeah, she's got a glass.
Is she drunk?
Yeah, I think she's got
drunk, angry yoga.
She's got a cognac, I think.
Honestly, this girl is the smartest person in the world because she's found a way to get paid for being drunk and angry.
Yeah, drunk and disorderly.
I know. She's just drunk and yelling abuse.
Yeah.
And no, officer. It's drunk yoga, it's fine.
It's rage.
You can do it in the supermarket. It's just rage yoga.
It's just rage yoga. But do you know where she's conducting her sessions as well, this particular woman?
Oh, so what? So we're looking for somewhere where they can openly yell out swear words and all this sort of stuff.
And also enough room to do the poses.
Can I suggest perhaps, you know, the local park where there's lots of kids and families kind of playing? I can't imagine anyone having an issue with a group of 40 drunk adults just doing weird yoga poses, swearing. Now, where are they doing it?
Brewery.
Oh, of course.
Of course. Drunk, disorderly, in a brewery.
In a pub.
How can we possibly get away with this?
Simo, you know what? I think it's a good idea
I mean, that's top marks to her. She's gotten onto something there. Harry Styles now. New music playing on Snow FM Breakfast.